The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Here's a funny cartoon. Funny but true. A doctor is at his desk meeting with a patient who's also sitting down. He says, "You have a lot of boring health issues, so I'm prescribing medical marijuana for myself." I wonder if that's ever happened, you know. Well, you know, as you know, doctors are now prescribing medical marijuana as well as cannabis-based CBD products for a variety of conditions. Hopefully not for themselves, but for their patients, with varied degrees of success. But did you know there are other plants besides cannabis that hold promise to be as good, if not better, than these cannabis-based concoctions without the downside of side effects or the high prices or the, of course, the controversy because of federal regulations and government guidelines regarding these cannabis-containing products? So in this hour of the program, we'll have Sarah Pluta, a nutritionist and health educator, talking about some of the powerful herbal and botanical medicines remedies that can, people think of cannabis-based remedies as alternatives to conventional medications, but there are also alternatives to cannabis-based medications or remedies. So we'll talk about that, including the surprising discovery of the endocannabinoid system, which has been around for millions of years, but it was only discovered in 1988. So we'll talk about that with her. And speaking of marijuana, let's talk about marijuana for a minute, even medicinal marijuana. Is it addictive? No question at all that it is, according to Dr. Sharon Levy, the director of Adolescent Substance Abuse Program at Boston Children's Hospital. Also, marijuana's heart and stroke risk. That's, people think that it's so benign, but marijuana can raise your heart rate by 20 to 100%. Shortly after smoking, and the effects can last for up to 3 hours. In fact, a 2017 study by the Einstein Medical Center found that those who used marijuana were 26% more likely to have a stroke. Not good news. How about memory? You know, there's always that stereotype of the potheads forgetting everything. In 2016, the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine published a study confirming that those who practiced long-term daily use of marijuana smoking had poorer verbal memory in their middle age compared to those who did not smoke. Then there's lung irritation. Marijuana causes prolonged cough, prolonged cough and airway inflammation, as well as wheezing. And according to the University of Washington's Drug and Alcohol Abuse Institute, marijuana smoke leaves 5 times the carbon monoxide concentration and 3 times the tar in the respiratory tract as compared to cigarettes. Couple other points about marijuana. Schizophrenia. NBC recently reported that one of the potential risks is mental illness because marijuana increases your risk of developing schizophrenia. It can also increase depression and social anxiety. And to those who use it, they're more likely to be suicidal. Now, of course, it depends on your personality type. Should preface that by saying that. And this is not good news for men. Low testosterone levels, chronic use of marijuana can result in lower T levels as well as lower sperm counts. And we did a show on testosterone just a few weeks ago, last week. And then finally, slowed reaction time. And that's why you shouldn't drive if you've been smoking or ingesting marijuana. And that's because impaired reaction time can last much longer than the high. You know, people think, oh, as soon as the high wears off, the effects wear off. Well, no. In fact, up to 28 days afterward, this according to Marina Goldman, an addiction expert at the University of Pennsylvania. So not good news there. All right. Coming up later in the program, it's the health report from Veteran Network TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. And on today's edition, new statistics on life expectancy and cancer, some of the risk factors. And you're not going to like these because it means changing some habits. And those are the hardest thing in life to do. Then other factors that can also affect how long you'll live. Dick has the details on that. Plus, a warning to parents about the dangers of teething remedies for children. It has to do with benzocaine. It's all coming up on the Health Report later this hour on Dr. Health Radio. Next week, Authentic Health. No, excuse me. That's in the first hour and the second hour. And this hour of the program, 168 hours from right now. If you plan on taking a trip this summer, you'll need to know all the information we have for you on next week's program on travel health. We do it every year at this time. How to stay food safe and safe wherever you're traveling, whether it's a staycation or an exotic getaway. We'll talk about food safety. Just recently heard that five people died and 200 were sick and from this romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak that covered 35 states. Well, we'll cover ways to minimize the risk of illness, even if you're exposed to things such as E. coli or salmonella or some of the other foodborne pathogens and also found in water or in your beverages that you might be consuming. You know, one tip, and I'll probably mention this next week, and that is don't, you know, when you're ordering, especially if you're out of the country, don't order anything with ice cubes because, you know, you might order a mineral water and then they put ice cubes in it. And guess what? The ice cubes are not made with mineral water, with the same water that you're ordering. They're made with tap water, and that might be the offending culprit of why you get sick. Okay, enough about that. Let's go to our quote of the week. Comes from Seneca. Begin at once to live and count each day as a separate life. Because, you know, when you think about it, it really is. I mean, we think about what we really have, and all we have really is today. And so you join all the different days together and you know, 34,000 or so, and you come up with a lifetime. And speaking of marijuana, which I was speaking about a minute ago, 57% of Americans now support legalizing marijuana. Now, this is a more shocking statistic. And back in 1969, take a guess at how many supported pot legalization back then, even though that was the age of the flower children and the hippies and, you know, the new age and everything. Only 12% of the population supported pot legalization back in 1969. That's a shocker. And also, speaking of marijuana, in Highway Health Patrol, this was a letter to the editor in a newspaper I saw, and this is edited or written by Jerome Keldner. I thought it was an excellent letter. He says, there have been greatly increased rates of impaired driving in Washington and other places that have legalized pot, and it hasn't been publicized that much, though. And it's only going to get worse. Inhaling smoke of any kind is a terrible idea, he says. Besides damaging respiratory and vascular health, smoking pot causes across-the-board impairment of cognitive functions. These deleterious effects are particularly pronounced in younger developing minds. And he goes on to say, I don't care if a driver is drunk or stoned a little or a lot. The last thing we need on our, and I agree with him, on our crowded roads is impaired driving of any magnitude. You know, and that goes for texting or distracted driving and drowsy driving as well as drug driving. And he says, no to pot legalization, including medicinal. Well, my advice is zero grass if you step on the gas. How's that for a quote? Okay, and just like alcohol, you should have zero tolerance. And even if you're taking, if you're using medicinal marijuana, don't smoke and or don't take it and then also drive. Okay, let's go to the fitness file. Triathlons. Attention, triathletes. Triathlons could be bad for your heart. Long-distance triathlons may put your heart at risk for scarring. This was a German study. German scientists scanned the hearts of 100 competitive triathletes and found that nearly all the men who competed at the half Ironman and above had evidence of myocardial fibrosis. And they say that longer and higher intensity training upped the odds of scarring. And this was from the University of Medical, or University Medical Center in Hamburg, Germany. All right, let's see. Should we go to, we only have 2 minutes left. Should we go to sexual health or Funny Bone Pharmacy? Let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. All right, you've seen the "Sorry, we're closed" signs in retail stores. You know, on the store windows, it says "Sorry, we're closed." What if you saw one that said "Sorry, we're stoned"? You know, with the advent of the legalization of pot, eventually a sign company is probably going to be printing these. "Sorry, we're stoned." That explains it, right? And this out of a mail order catalog for clothing. This was the Duluth company. They're advertising this shirt, and they say, and by the way, it's a hemp shirt. "Even softer, more comfortable, breathes, but doesn't inhale." Plus, this shirt is legal in all 50 states. They say, "One touch of our improved hemp shirt, and you'll be seriously blissed out. It feels so good, it ought to be illegal. Woven from the stems instead of the outlawed leaves, hemp is the perfect escape from oppressive heat and humidity." Made of, okay, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Okay, well, it's true, you know, hemp does make a superior clothing material. All right, we'll be back with more information for your good health as we talk about alternatives to cannabis-based medications when we return with Sarah Pluta. Here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. And a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. on Saturday Night Healthy on the station you're listening to right now.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
A smooth-flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Kyolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Kyolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Kyolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. My guest in this segment of the program is Sarah Pluta. She's a health educator, has been for most of her career with various companies, products, and compounds that improve your health. And today we're talking about some powerful products and substances that you should be aware of, because there's been a surprising discovery that our bodies have our own endocannabinoid system. You know, you've heard of cannabis being used medicinally, and a lot of people take medical cannabis. But we're going to talk to someone who knows the inside story about this. There's a lot more than just meets the eye when it comes to this all-important topic that can be a very powerful mode of healing. And we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Sarah. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you're not on a speakerphone or anything, right? You're just holding the phone to your ear. Just want to make sure.
I'm just holding the phone to my ear.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, great. All right, tell us, first of all, about this surprise discovery back in, I think it was 1988 or the late 80s, where they discovered our body makes its own, or we have our own endocannabinoid system. And, take it away from there, because a lot of people think that cannabis is the only substance that the body recognizes in this particular system.
Correct. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that the name of the system is the endocannabinoid system.
Sure, yeah.
So that makes sense. And this system was in fact discovered in the late 1980s, and yet it is estimated to have originated over 600 million years ago. So it's pretty remarkable that we just discovered this system when it's really quite old. And in fact, it exists in all animals except insects. So that just shows you its importance. And it was discovered in the late 1980s by a researcher named Dr. Raphael Mechoulam. And if anyone in the audience is interested in the research of the cannabis plant, you may have heard of him before. He's very well known in that area. And what he wanted to know, what he wanted to discover, was why cannabis, or why THC specifically, made us high. Why did it have a psychoactive effect in the body? And so he and his researchers started literally following the THC compound through the body. And what they noticed was that it was docking on to receptor sites. So originally they thought, well, okay, it works with the nervous system. That makes sense. But it wasn't the nervous system. It was actually an entirely new system, hence the name endocannabinoid system. The system was discovered because of the cannabis plant. But like you mentioned, that does not mean that the cannabis plant is the only plant or the only compound is THC that communicates with it. In fact, there are hundreds of other compounds that they're finding that communicate with the system.
Hmm. Wow, that's very powerful. And yet they're just as effective as the cannabis plant for affecting this system, is it?
Precisely, because there are different receptor sites in the system, CB1 and CB2 receptor sites, in different plant compounds, terpenes, alkamides, things like that. They have affinities to these receptor sites. And so what they're discovering as they study different unique phytocannabinoids or plant compounds is that a lot of these compounds also communicate with the system, which makes sense. If it's 600 million years old, so are a lot of plants. So it makes sense that they would be communicating with it. Yeah.
So the reason they're called endocannabinoids, or the cannabinoid system, rather, is because cannabis was the first plant that it was discovered to have to be able to dock to these receptor sites in the body. Is that correct?
Precisely. It was when Dr. Raphael Mechoulam was looking at the THC molecule in the body and noticed it working or had an affinity to these receptor sites, that's how he discovered the system was through the cannabis plant. But that's just because he was studying cannabis. It could have been another compound.
Right, right. Now, and you mentioned the CB1 and CB2 compounds in the cannabis plant. Sarah, are those the only two compounds that we need to be aware of, or are there other compounds as well that affect our health?
So there are multiple compounds in different plants, in different phytocannabinoids. In the cannabis plant, THC and CBD are the most well-known, right? But they are two of many, what we call at Emerald Health, activators that literally light up or activate this system. So yes, CBD and THC are the most well-known, or perhaps they're just the most studied up until this point. But the reality is when our formulators started looking at different meta-analyses, in fact, they looked at over 4,000 meta-analyses, what they came to the conclusion was that there are hundreds of, at least up to this point, there's probably thousands, maybe more, of other plant compounds that communicate with this system.
Hmm. Now, and then THC, how does that come into the picture? Because that's the psychoactive compound found in the cannabis plant or in marijuana. So their CBD doesn't have any psychoactive effects, right?
Correct. So there's two receptor sites within the system, and one is the CB1 receptor sites. The CB1 are found primarily in the central nervous system in the brain. And then there are the CB2 receptor sites, which are found primarily in the immune system, the GI tract, the peripheral nervous system. So in the case of THC, it tends to have an affinity to those CB1 receptor sites. So if you think about it, if those are being activated in the brain and the central nervous system, when THC floods those receptor sites, it creates that high. Now, CBD, they're not really quite sure yet. There's a lot of different, you know, research going on, and we don't have a lot of clear answers up until this point. We know it works. But CBD either has an affinity to those CB2 receptor sites, or it just is helping prevent the breakdown, keeping that system stronger. So it's not going to have a psychoactive response in the body because it doesn't have that kind of response in anybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, taking the holistic approach to what we're talking about, are there other things that support the endocannabinoid system, such as, you know, nutrition, a healthy diet, exercise, things like that?
You know, I'm a nutritionist. And so when I started looking into this, I was kind of like, well, that's not that impressive. Because literally, just like we want to take care of our nervous system, our digestive system, our respiratory system, you name it, we want to take care of our endocannabinoid system. And it's really quite simple. Some of the main things we want to make sure that we implement are obviously a whole food-based diet. That's going to be different for everybody. But the key here is the healthy fats. We want to make sure that we're getting enough of those omega-3 fatty acids. Now, omega-3s, we all know, are great for a lot of things. But in the case of this system, they're really helping to keep the cell membranes pliable and to allow for greater communication. It is a communication system, so that's vital. Also, we know that omega-3s help with the inflammatory response. So that, too, is important for this system. Then we want to work on our stress reduction. Now, this system, the endocannabinoid system, literally helps our bodies buffer and deal with stress. So if we're not working on stress in our lives, the system gets really tired and beaten down. So again, that could be yoga, meditation, breathing, walks in nature. That's up to the human and what works for them. Then regular exercise. We've all heard of that runner's high. Well, now researchers are starting to believe that runner's high is actually our body producing more of that anandamide molecule. Anandamide is a compound that we produce naturally in our body rather than having to take in from the outside those other phytocannabinoids. And anandamide acts like THC. It literally lights up the brain. So exercise is vital. And then, of course, dietary supplements and botanicals, and that's where Emerald Health comes in.
And we're going to talk about those products in just a minute, the formulations that you are involved in. Now, on the flip side of this, you were talking about the things that we can do to support our endocannabinoid system and produce more natural compounds that make us or give us the feeling of well-being, and as you mentioned, such as the runner's high. What about, I know there's something called, what is it, CEDS, endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome, where people can suffer because of the lack of exercise or the lack of adequate nutrition, things like that. You want to speak on that so that people know the two extremes?
Sure. So just like I mentioned earlier, we want to take care of this system like we would other systems in our body. And if we don't, and I should mention that the endocannabinoid system is really all about balance. It's all about creating homeostasis in the body. So this system is literally communicating with every cell, organ, and tissue in your body. So if the system is not being properly taken care of, it can't do that. And so what would create clinical endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome? Well, that could be causal factors like poor diet and nutrition. We just discussed that. Lack of exercise, even drug abuse and addiction, environmental toxins, lots of exposure to environmental toxins, genetic factors, chronic stress, chronic illness. And what happens is if over time the system is just getting beaten down and tired and stressed, it can't function properly. And what we're now discovering is that when the system gets tired out, it is thought to be a contributing factor in conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, migraines, irritable bowel syndrome, seizure disorders. And those are all conditions in which we don't really have an answer of why. There's a lot of thoughts and a lot of things that come into play, but this could be it, clinical endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome.
Now, a few diseases or chronic conditions, since you mentioned chronic things, I know that you yourself have suffered from migraines in the past, and you've taken these so-called phytocannabinoids or plant-based cannabinoid products, and it's minimized the symptoms of your migraines, has it?
It really has. And in fact, I was just talking to one of our team members today about that because I had a migraine recently. I've had chronic migraines since I was a child, so I could have been born with a clinical endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome. You never know. Hmm. We don't know yet, right? But I was born with migraines. As an infant, I suffered from them, and I have suffered from them my entire life. And I have found that over the past 6 months, I've been taking these products regularly, daily. Just by default, I'm having less and less migraines, and when I do have them, the severity is lessened. And that, for a migraine sufferer, is huge. So
Just
by supporting this endocannabinoid system, right? Relief. It's wonderful.
Oh, wow. That is definitely huge news. Sarah, we need to take a bottom-of-the-hour break, and I have many more questions for you regarding our endocannabinoid system and cannabis and other non-cannabis alternatives to treating illnesses that affect the system that you say we have in our bodies, the endocannabinoid system. Endo meaning endogenous or in the body. So many more questions answered on this important topic here with our guest nutritionist Sarah Pluta when we return from this brief break. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Bringing you the next generation of health information here on your health information station. David Snow on your radio. Dr. Health's name. Wellness is the game. And we are here every Saturday morning for you. And if you miss any part of the show or just want to get a double dose of good health information, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Continuing our conversation with Sarah Pluta on the endocannabinoid system, so named because cannabis was the first plant that was found to affect our endocannabinoid system, this system in the body that Sarah was talking about before the break. So, Sarah, let's continue our discussion on this and tell us why this system is so important in other respects. I mean, other than alleviating certain conditions that are uncomfortable or disease conditions. How does it help our long-term well-being? Can this possibly affect longevity?
I would say yes. So the endocannabinoid system is possibly the most important physiologic system in your body because it's involved in maintaining balance, which is ultimately optimal health. So this system, like I had mentioned earlier, is literally communicating with all the organs, tissue, cells in your body. And what it's trying to do is to create that homeostasis. Now, a lot of people have heard of that word, and yet they're not quite sure what it is. And basically, it's just maintaining stable conditions within the body's internal environment, despite what's going on inside, outside, or everywhere else. So body temperature is a prime example. We need to stay within around 98.6.
Right.
So longevity, absolutely. If we are maintaining balance and homeostasis over time, that's going to keep our bodies from getting too out of balance. And like we mentioned earlier, clinical endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome could happen.
And this is a game changer, isn't it? Because, you know, when it comes to anatomy and physiology and the study of human health, I mean, we're talking about the nervous system, circulatory system, digestive system, respiratory, endocrine, et cetera. I mean, this is a whole new system that we've discovered, and only since the 1980s. I mean, since you and I have been alive, has this system been realized that, of course, we've had it since the beginning of time, but, you know, people think, oh, modern medicine, we've discovered everything there is to discover. Well, wait 50 years or even 5 years and, you know, ask me again.
Correct.
So,
correct.
So let's get back to talking about all these effects. Now, getting back to the fact that other plants other than cannabis have these so-called alkamides and what were some of the other compounds? The
terpenes,
yes.
BCPs, beta-carophylline, right. All these different compounds.
Wait! I don't know if you can say that word on the radio. That's too long a word. We got to check that with our producer. No, just kidding. Okay, so people don't have to be a biochemist or be biochemists to understand or benefit from this. But let's talk about some of the products that can contain these besides cannabis, because obviously cannabis is, I mean, we could do a whole show on how controversial that is and the fact that a lot of people are uneasy to take something like this because of a cannabis product because of the laws and regulations in place. And at any time, those regulations can change and people, you know, the government can clamp down on some of the things that people are doing right now, but that's a whole other program. But let's talk about, I know you're involved in Emerald Health Bioceuticals, a Canadian company that produces this and produces these compounds. And by the way, they produce the cannabis compounds too, right? But in Canada, it's legal, so they sell them there, but not here. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that's actually how Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the U.S. brand, came to be, is that we realized that there are some legalities, right, even around CBD. And that's just continuing. If you are up on the research and the news. And so when the formulators, which are some pretty big names, Dr. Michael Murray, one of the leading naturopaths and natural product industry kind of experts, literally, and he, Giovanni Appendino, a doctorate out of Italy, who's considered one of the leading researchers on cannabinoids in the world, and then Dr. Gaetano Morello, a naturopath out of Canada, who is also on our scientific advisory board, they came together, and they are the humans that studied those meta-analyses.
And by the way, Dr. Morello is also an MD, right? He's a medical doctor as well.
Yes, he is. Yeah, yeah. You are correct. So, he is. That is true.
Right.
And then he studied naturopathic medicine at Bastyr.
Mm-hmm.
So these men discovered that there were hundreds of botanicals, hundreds of compounds that also communicated with the system. And so what they did is they came up with what Emerald Health calls phytocann complex. And it is, they hand selected six different botanicals. So it's a proprietary and foundational formula. And it was created to be the powerhouse of this product line, and meaning that this phytocann complex communicates with this system, such as like CBD or THC would, but in its own right.
Mm-hmm. So you have all the benefits of a cannabis-based compound or product with maybe some additional botanical benefits, maybe?
That's right. We believe that this is one of our approaches is that it's beyond CBD. And what we mean by that is that CBD is one compound. We are using multiple compounds in a formula that synergistically work with this system. And because of that, we feel that this could literally be beyond CBD. Now, of course, we're not opposed to CBD. We know CBD is a wonderful compound. In fact, our Canadian parent company produces it and sells it. But in the United States, we want to be safe, and we want those legalities to be not even a concern for our customers. And again, when this formula came together, what the formulators discovered is that when these compounds work as a team, they work even more comprehensively. And what I mean by that is we are providing a complex with these external activators to the system, these phytocannabinoids. But we're also providing, by taking internally this complex, the body, the endocannabinoid system, is able to produce more of its own personal endocannabinoids, its own, what we would call from the outside, phytocannabinoids, but it's making its own, as well as producing more receptor sites. So overall, there's just a lot more communication happening, as well as this complex helps to prevent the breakdown of the system. So keeping it strong, vital, and intact.
Wow, this is the best of both worlds, it sounds like.
It is.
Yeah, you know, unlike hormones, where if you took a hormone, especially more than a supraclinical level of it, more than a replacement dose, you would shut off the body's own production of hormones, like, say, thyroid, for instance. You'd shut off your thyroid gland from having to produce its own because it's saying, hey, you know, I'm getting enough thyroid hormone because somebody's introducing it outside. Or from the outside into the body, and then so it shuts off the production of it, and then it kind of cripples the body once you stop taking it. So in this regard, it actually supports the manufacturer or the body's own production of the feel good and the health promoting compounds that would be there anyway, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so that's why we feel that this comprehensive approach could be beyond CBD
in that case.
So that's what this phytocann complex does. And it consists of peony root, clove oil, echinacea powder, ginger root, magnolia bark, and xanthoxylum or Sichuan pepper, the little pink pepper. And so particular components of these botanicals, the ones that were shown to communicate with the endocannabinoid system, are extracted, and that's what creates this phytocann complex. That's what creates this kind of foundation and workhorse of the Emerald Health Bioceuticals formulation.
Right. In other words, if you take echinacea separately, or ginger, or magnolia, the different herbs you're mentioning, or plants, you're not going to get the same effect as this, because they've actually kind of pharmaceuticalized it, but it's still a nutraceutical or botanical. And so it's again, the best of both worlds where you have the effects but without the side effects, right? And speaking of that, let's talk about, are there any contraindications if somebody's taking a prescription medication, for instance?
We do not think there are. We do not believe there are. Of course, we always suggest that
people talk
to their doctors,
yeah.
But there are no contraindications that we feel would be, you would have to watch out for.
Right. Okay.
And in fact, you can combine these with other supplements that you're taking that support, you know, whatever you're doing, and they work really well together. You can combine them with your omega-3 fatty acids, as I mentioned. So there's a real, you can even layer these products. You don't have to just choose one. You can take a couple of different products. So there's a lot of nice ways that you can create almost like endocannabinoid system stacks. You know, there's this whole nootropic stack thing. But we can support our ECS the same way.
Okay. I've heard of a steroid stack, but this is different.
Okay. Yeah, this is a little different.
Okay, Sarah, we need to take one last break of the hour for Dick Allgaier's Health Report. And when we come back, I have I want you to give us, I have a question on the specific formulas that are available from Emerald Health in these non-cannabis source of phytocannabinoid products. EndoCalm, there's EndoInflame, which I understand is the most popular, EndoBrain for clarity and alertness and focus and much more. So we will talk about those when we come back from this brief break. But stay tuned now for this week's Health Report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
No amount of alcohol, sausage, or bacon is safe, according to a new global blueprint on how to beat cancer. Even small amounts of processed meats and booze increase the risk of a host of cancers outlined in the World Cancer Research Fund guidelines updated every decade. The respected global authority has unveiled a 10-point plan to cut your risk of getting cancer by up to 40%. No sausage, no bacon, no booze. Speaking of eating sausage, bacon, and drinking too much, new government data shows U.S. death rates rose last year, suggesting 2017 will mark the third straight year of decline in American life expectancy. Death rates rose for Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, flu and pneumonia, and three other leading causes of death. There was little change in the death rate from the nation's number one killer, heart disease. Americans are living shorter lives. Anything that's not preachy? Let me see. Federal health officials warned parents about the dangers of teething remedies that contain a popular numbing ingredient and asked manufacturers to stop selling their products intended for babies and toddlers. The ingredient is benzocaine. Deadly side effects in children. Hang on. Let me get my canker sore medicine. Let me look at this. Let's see. Top ingredient, benzocaine. It kills kids, but it's okay for me? I don't understand. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to the show, David Snow on your radio. Hey, a reminder, next week at this time, travel health on the menu. Be sure to join us for microbiologist and biochemist Randy Perupkin talking about how to avoid those bad bugs when you're traveling, whether it's locally or internationally. We'll talk about all the things you need to know to stay safe and healthy no matter where you go. All right, continuing our conversation, actually concluding it in our last segment of the program, Sarah Pluta is with us. She's a nutritionist and researcher, and we're talking today about endocannabinoids, how they can affect and improve your health. Now, Sarah, we left off in talking about the general benefits of the Emerald Health products, which have these same compounds, actually very similar compounds to, well, there's similarities yet superiorities, it sounds like, because, as you say, it has a layered effect of the Emerald products versus just cannabis-based products. So let's talk about, they have five formulas, and they have both herbal bases as well as the phytocannabinoid bases. So let's talk about that. First, the most popular one, Endo and Flame, which is not just the compounds from the plants you mentioned, but it also has turmeric and boswellia. So could you detail that for us?
Sure. So basically, it's a five-product line at this point, and the foundation is that phytocann complex. So I just want to be clear that that is the base of every single product.
Right.
And that phytocann complex, that's what's supporting our endocannabinoid system. So then what we've done is we have layered in what we call hero ingredients or specialty ingredients, and that's what makes these formulas condition-specific. So that's what makes Inflame, or Calm, or Sleep, or Bliss, or Brain. And so in the case of Inflame, we've layered in with the phytocann complex boswellia and turmeric. Now, I should mention that the endocannabinoid system, one of its properties is that it helps modulate the body's response to pain and inflammation. So therefore, if we're supporting the endocannabinoid system with the phytocann complex and then layering in ingredients that we know also support the body's healthy response to inflammation, we're going to have a better effect. And so that's how these products kind of work. So in the case of Inflame, like I mentioned, there's the turmeric and the boswellia, and we're probably all aware of those ingredients being very supportive to joint issues, helping to lower the inflammatory response, and then also kind of helping mediate our response to pain.
Okay, and let's talk about calming the system, whether it's mental or physical. There's EndoCalm. So what is included in that formula?
So that starts with our base of the phytocann complex, because the endocannabinoid system acts as a buffer system for stressful experiences and emotions. And then we layer in the ashwagandha as well as pharmagaba. And pharmagaba is unique because pharmagaba really helps take us from a scattered kind of anxious space to a more concentrated, calm space. So this product could definitely help someone fall asleep, but it's not a sleep formula. It's more about just calming the nervous system, supporting the adrenal glands.
Right, and it's also kind of an anti-caffeine compound, if you will. In fact, it often is used as an antidote for overconsumption of caffeine, because it has a kind of a reverse effect of that caffeine has. So people, as you mentioned, you know, taking it later in the day, or even if you're just wired during the day, that would be a good thing to take. And then let's go from there to a similar formula or the similar way to feel, and that is Endo Bliss. That's one of my favorites that I've taken out of your line, and that has the saffron, which doesn't that increase your level of serotonin in the body?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, saffron is finally getting the recognition that it deserves. It's clinically proven to boost that positive outlook and decrease depressive feelings. It's being studied up against antidepressants and being shown to be equally, if not as effective as antidepressants without all the side effects. So it's used to treat mild and moderate depression, and it also can help improve sleep. So in combination with that phytocann complex, this formula really helps to support and modulate the mood, because remember, the brain is loaded with those receptor sites. So when we can saturate those receptor sites, it literally can help spark the feeling of happiness and bliss. And then when we layer in that saffron, it's just a really nice combination.
Oh, something you just said gives me an idea for one of your other or a new formula, EndoSpark, you know, kind of an energy formula. EndoSpark.
Yeah.
let's talk about EndoBrain. Speaking of spark, it ignites the receptor sites for more clarity and focus and alertness.
Absolutely. And so when those receptor sites are ignited, that whole cascade of communication happens. Mental acuity is increased. It's also going to help encourage feelings of calm, right? While you're focused, while you're being alert. And so in this product, we have that phytocann complex, and then we layer in huperzine A, which I find to be really fascinating. It's from Chinese club moss.
Right.
Been shown to increase and enhance memory and learning. It's being studied up against Alzheimer's. And then there's bacopa in there. And bacopa is a traditional Ayurvedic herb that's been used for centuries to also support mind-related health concerns.
And by the way,
so you're going to get...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you're going to get a nice adaptogenic response, which also helps to kind of, when you're too super stressed, you're not able to focus. So you're creating a calm in the body and then the focus.
Wow. Yeah, no, I was just going to mention that bacopa, and I know you were a former resident of Hawaii, where we broadcast from, and that is, it's a beautiful ground cover. In fact, on the Big Island, I think the Four Seasons Hualalai and a couple other hotels use it for just beautiful ground covers on their hotel grounds. So,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So did we miss any? Let's see. My favorite
sleep.
EndoSleep. Oh my God. We can't forget about sleep. God forbid.
We cannot forget about sleep. Yeah. Sleep is so important.
This is,
and the endocannabinoid system, literally affects your sleep and wake cycle. So when we support it with that phytocann complex, what our hope is that over time, we increase the quality of sleep or better sleep hygiene. So this absolutely is going to have an immediate effect. It's going to help you fall asleep and stay asleep because there's some melatonin in there, there's passion flower, and then there's more of that pharmagaba. So those are going to help you fall asleep and stay asleep. However, when we take it in combination with that phytocann complex, over time, our sleep hygiene improves. And that's the goal, right? Yeah, we want to fall asleep tonight, but we want to sleep well every night.
Absolutely.
So we highly recommend people try this and take it for 30 days. In fact, we have a really cool use it for 30 days and get your money back guarantee. And we mean it. We want people to use the product, try it. And then if you're not happy, return it and we'll give you your money back.
And we should say it's available. These five products we're talking about are available in any natural food store, but any natural food store has the ability to get them, and a lot of stores do carry them here in Hawaii as well as California and elsewhere. And can they also order direct, or if they're not near a store, or if they are listening to us in a rural area?
Definitely. So there are two ways that, you know, that could be an option. You can go to our website, which is emeraldhealthbio.com. And if you have any interest, if this sparked any interest, speaking of spark in you, the website's great because there's a lot of really good quality blog articles on there where you can learn more about the endocannabinoid system. And so you can purchase directly from our site. And we also do sell on Amazon.
Okay. emeraldhealthbio.com. You know, getting back, Sarah, we just have a matter of a few minutes left here in the show. But getting back to the fact that it's non-cannabis, so this has no, there's no legalities to worry about, no controversy, no regulations or anything as far as the political aspect of it. So you're getting all the benefits, but also the cost effectiveness, because I've compared the prices of some of these to the cannabis-based compounds that are available over-the-counter in health stores and other outlets, and they're like half the cost, or if not less. And if you're saying that they do everything very similar, but even superior to the cannabis-based compounds, then what's not to like about it?
That's right.
Yeah. And let's talk, we don't have time, but there's the downside of taking the CBD cannabis. I mean, I did articles or I covered some news stories earlier in the show, which you didn't hear. But some of the side effects of some of these things can be undesirable. But that's a whole other program. But you know, it's kind of this reminds me, if I could just use an analogy here and see if you relate to it. Isn't this the issue kind of like resveratrol? Being a nutritionist, you're familiar with the resveratrol, the polyphenols in red wine, the compound in red wine that is responsible for the so-called French paradox effect and the benefits that people get from consuming red wine. But never mind that there are more than 70 other species of plants that also contain resveratrol, you know, commonly consumed foods like peanuts and blueberries and of course, grapes. Don't forget grapes, where wine came from. And by the way, you know, you have to order drink up to something like 30 or 40 glasses of red wine to get 20 or 30 milligrams of the heart healthy resveratrol, whereas the resveratrol supplement I take, there's 250 milligrams. So, you know, it's all about, like you said at the outset of our interview, balance and taking the best possible, approach to it without the downside or the side effects. And I think this is what Emerald Health does so well. Give us that website one more time just for people that didn't get it the first time.
It's www.emeraldhealthbio.com.
All right. And any new formulas on the horizon that people should can look forward to?
I hear that there's some new formulas on the horizon. I'd love to see a phytocann complex on its own. I think that would be pretty remarkable.
Yeah, right.
We've got some things on the horizon, so stay tuned. The company was launched last summer, and so we're coming up on a year. And in a year's time, we've really made incredible progress. We're getting a lot of feedback, positive feedback. And if any of your listeners do try the products, please let us know. You can always email me directly at edu@emeraldhealthbio.com. We'd love to hear your feedback.
All right, edu@emeraldhealthbio.com. You know, at the recent expo that where you were showcasing it to the world, the largest show of its kind in the world, by the way, it was in Anaheim a few months ago. Emerald Health Bioceuticals products were the buzz of the show, no pun intended, because they were the buzz without the buzz. So, hey, Sarah.
That's right. Who needs that kind of buzz?
Right. Sarah, may the Emerald Force be with you.
Thank you, David.
All right.
It was great chatting.
Come back anytime. All right. There goes Sarah Pluta, nutritionist extraordinaire. And here we go with another edition of the program. But join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Dr. Health. Thanks so much for joining us. And remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.